Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. I'm Matt McClure. Thank you so much for being a part of things here once again, where we talk all things insurance and this wonderful business of ours that we find ourselves a part of. And I have the privilege this time around of being joined by Devin Williams with AmeriLife. Of course, Devin works as a senior marketing director. Devin, thank you so much for being a part of things. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, Matt, no problem at all. Honestly, it's a great, you know, great to be able to jump on the call with you guys here today. You know, I know it's a busy time of the year for everybody, you know, agents, our marketing organization, the carriers, you know, but at the same token, it's important for us to kind of be able to spend some time and really get together and make sure that these agents have a full understanding of everything that, you know, we bring to the table here. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. And that is absolutely right. That's a lot of what we're going to focus on here today is, you know, kind of what sets AmeriLife apart from maybe other companies and organizations out there that people could partner with, and the resources that AmeriLife provides. Before we kind of dive into all that, though, let's get to know Devin just a little bit. Let our listeners and viewers know a little bit about yourself, maybe how long you've been in the business and how long you've been with AmeriLife.
Yeah, okay, no problem at all. So I'm Devin Williams, like you said before, marketing director here at AmeriLife Marketing Group out in Clearwater, Florida. Been a Florida native my whole life, grew up in the South Florida area. That's why you see Dwayne Wade here behind us shooting that buzzer beater 3-point. You know, I've always been a big basketball fan, grew up, always watching the Miami Heat, the Hurricanes, the Dolphins. So anything Miami is typically where my sports teams lie. You know, moved up here probably in my high school years there, and immediately when I got to the Tampa Bay area, kind of sunk my teeth into the area here and knew I wanted to get into the business management role. Always knew I wanted to find myself in a place where I was, you know, servicing other members. I've always loved talking to people and kind of, you know, the puzzle of understanding what business management is. And over time, luckily, got kind of plugged into the role as a marketing director, starting out at 19 years old. So at that time, didn't really know a ton about insurance, didn't really know a ton about helping out a, you know, independent broker, but I knew that I was hungry and I was ready to learn what anyone would put in front of me. It was a great opportunity here at AMG. You know, they really stuck with me and allowed me to focus first in the simplified issue life insurance side of the market, really getting a feel for final expense, Term Life Express, and some of those products, and then naturally moving over into the Medicare side of the business where AmeriLife was always, you know, really hung its hat there. So to have those relationships, we're able to start, you know, leveraging some of that to the Medicare side as well. And now, you know, just full service, so, you know, trying to do everything under the sun, which every year seems like it's getting harder and harder with AmeriLife bringing on more products, more carriers, CMS making their changes. So it's been a wild road, to say the less. But, you know, 10 years in now, and I would say, honestly, I can't see myself being anywhere else. You know, truly love the fact that I can help independent agents out every day. Everyone's business is completely different, so it's never a dull moment on our side. And yeah, love the company here. Love to be here. So thanks again for the time.
Yeah, no problem at all. And thank you for your time as well, because especially during this time of the year, everybody's time is very valuable with AEP in full swing as we record this. It is definitely, as soon as you mentioned Medicare, I'm like, oh, yes, it is right in the middle of the busy, busy, busy season. And it sounds like you know kind of firsthand, what the, you know, a lot of, at least from the marketing side, like what AmeriLife offers that maybe a lot of other places might not. I mean, you said there that you've had all the support that you need to kind of thrive in your career. But what about on the agent side? I mean, you work with agents all the time now. And what, in your opinion, kind of sets AmeriLife apart with the services that it offers, you know, maybe compared to some other FMOs, mother organizations out there that people could partner up with?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a ton of things that we bring to the table there. I think some of the main things I like to focus on is truly the fact that when you work with us here on the AMG side, everything is direct to the carrier there, that we're always looking at offering top level direct appointments with some of those most notable names in the nation. So, you know, a lot of times you'll see, whether it be life insurance, Medicare, annuities, ACA, whichever line of business we're talking about there, unlike some of the other competitors or some of the other marketing groups, you know, we make sure that all the commissions flow directly from the carrier to the agent and that the agent truly does own their book of business there. And of course, you know, as you, the agents are growing as well and kind of reaching those higher tiers, and no matter where they are in that, you know, growth process of their organization, we have those top levels to offer as well. So I think it's really just being able to put a full package in front of an agent and allowing them to really have the reins to do things how they see fit is what sets us apart from, you know, where you can go get a contract anywhere else or maybe a commission level anywhere else. You know that you do have the resources here, but not the pressure where we're telling you, hey, you got to go to these meetings. Hey, you have to, you know, kind of jump on all these separate little events, but also having those value adds there in case you do need those to kind of grow and help, you know, well, get to that next level.
Yeah. And I mean, it really is all about, you know, support and letting people thrive through that support, I feel like, rather than sort of being, as you sort of alluded to there, maybe more restrictive as some other places might be. And you, and really, and providing the different tools, right? I mean, you talked about you kind of all the support that you got, the support now that we give agents. Let's kind of go into maybe some of those different ways that Marriott supports people on the agent side, like say Agent Accelerator, for example. Talking about that for people who might be watching this and are maybe unfamiliar with what Agent Accelerator is, and how does it really kind of help in streamlining the agent's sort of day-to-day operations?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. So I think outside of the carriers that set us apart there, you know, that's exactly where our value adds start, you know, coming into play is the additional technologies and additional, you know, lead vendors that we work with here as well. So Agent Accelerator, I think, is the first one that's always brought up because that's where we start our e-contracting. It's kind of how you get the ball rolling with AmeriLife. So like I said, you are appointed directly with the carriers, but we're the recruiters on our side. So we're usually helping you out with getting the paperwork out to you. In the past, it was, you know, paper contracts and PDFs, and then making sure that we're going and scrubbing through all the documents and that there wasn't anything missing, that you're including your E&O or, you know, void to check and things like that. So now having Agent Accelerator, it's a complete e-contracting tool, is one of the many features it has in it. So, you know, I'm able to send out the contracts to the agents that they are looking to get out appointed with. And rather than having to print everything out and fill them out, you know, in the paper form as we did in the past, this gives them a one place where they can put all their pertinent information in, and then it saves that information. So the first contract may take a little bit of time, maybe 15, 30 minutes. But after that, each additional contract maybe takes 2 to 3 minutes to go in there and just say, you know, answer the background questions, apply your signatures, and then all of your, you know, documents are already saved to the system there. So I think that's going to be a huge one, Agent Accelerator. But yes, you know, not only on the contracting tool, but they also allow for quoting and, you know, commission tracking as well there.
Yeah, that was going to be my next thing. It's like, you know, from also from the agent standpoint, it's like, okay, you know, how can I track my commissions? Like, what am I getting from this other than just the convenience benefit? You know, because it's like, obviously, that's a huge thing, as you talked about with all of the, you know, the pre-filling out of the information on those different contracts and everything. Boy, that saves a ton of time, I know. But talk about also like the commission tracking and the some of those other different features as well.
Yeah. And just to your point there real quick, I know on the agent side, of course, it's huge to be able to speed up that process on getting it, you know, yourself appointed with the carriers there. But even more so on a recruiting side, when we're looking into some of the, you know, recruiters that we're working with who are constantly bringing on new downlines year after year, it saves them so much time to have a system that they can go back into and just check the status of the contracts after they sent them out. And, you know, we also have a support team, you know, so if an agent is hung up in a contract, they don't have to call it to the recruiter and the recruiter try to figure out, you know, how do they answer that question or, you know, what did they not fill out here? They can just call over to our 800 line. You know, they have our resources as well to kind of help walk and shepherd their agents through the contracting. So that alone, I'm sure, is a huge feature for the recruiting side, but also just for the agent base, you know, like I said, on the commission tracker, that's great for the carriers, you know, where we have to, pay out the commissions or, you know, where we are the third party administrator on those, because those you aren't able to see on your carrier portal. So we do provide a system there where you can immediately see what has paid out from the agent and understand where your commissions are flowing through. And I think even more importantly, you'll see that we also have a quoting tool on there. It's quoting tool through CSG. And I'm sure a lot of brokers out there are familiar with CSG. In fact, I'm sure plenty of you are, you know, paying for a seat there as well. And just for contracting with at least one carrier, you get access to Agent Accelerator, you get access to CSG, and that, of course, allows you to run quotes for the Medicare supplement side, Medicare Advantage and PDP, final expense, your dental vision hearing, your hospital indemnity. So a ton of lines of insurance all on one platform for you. And, you know, that's huge, of course, you know, if you're maybe going into a new marketplace, say you're selling over the phone and you're from Florida, but you're calling out to Michigan, you know, it's great to have a tool where you can put in that client zip code and really understand, okay, in Michigan, these are the best products. These are the ones I want to focus on. Or even if you're in Florida and it's maybe just not your, you know, line of business there, you know, you're not a life insurance expert, you can throw in a quote and say, okay, well, now I know this is the best final expense product for this client out here as well. So really helps, you know, make the agent look like an expert without having to go through all the research and all the Google searching that we've all had to do in the past there.
That's fantastic. I love the fact that, you know, it really is kind of a one-stop shop, as it were, with that. And yeah, I mean, you know, because that can be overwhelming from an agent standpoint of just being like, okay, well, now I, you know, if I have this appointment with someone who's remote in another part of the country and I'm not familiar with all the different products and everything that are available there, then I have that really at my fingertips and I don't have to go, you know, through all these different channels to try and find what I need to know. I'm sure that the, you know, agent feedback on that has really been great. from a convenience standpoint, I can understand how that would be something that's just really, really great.
You're completely correct. I know that definitely, you know, pulls back from the curtain a little bit. And, you know, now the agents kind of see where my value add comes in and, you know, where I usually could use that tool to, you know, maybe focus on one product or the other in my conversation. It definitely gives that, you know, empowers the agent to be able to quickly search on their own. But on the other side, I think it's great for agents to be able to, you know, at any time of the day, pull the tool up and be able to see exactly what's best in their marketplace there.
Yeah, definitely so. And let's run through a few of the other kind of resources that are available to folks, again, through AmeriLife, through AMG, that might not be available through another FMO or through another channel. Let's go through actually yourfmo.com. Talk about that. What is that resource? And, you know, why is it beneficial to folks who may be listening or watching?
Yeah, honestly, this is probably one of my favorite resources that we've came out recently with. You know, I guess one of the big things with AmeriLife, and I'm sure a lot of people on this call are familiar with this as well, is that we've been doing a lot of, you know, acquiring different affiliate organizations. You know, every time I turn around, it seems like we're acquiring another marketing organization or someone else is, you know, joining the fold there. So it's brought a lot of different tools to the, you know, pie as well. So there's so many things that we're constantly adding on, different technologies that we now have brought to the plate there. And you'll see yourfmo.com is kind of the resource for everything in one stop for you. So Agent Accelerator is great for the contracting and the quoting side of things. But when you just want to see, you know, what we're doing as far as, you know, maybe any programs or any technologies that are new, yourfmo.com, you know, has them all listed there. And just to run through a couple of the things that, you know, I always like to see on there, I always kind of, you know, tell agents to check out, is it has things like our carrier webinar schedule, you know, and so for the 60 plus different carriers that we have, they're always hosting their own webinars. I'm sure you guys get emails all the time from the carrier saying, hey, we have a webinar training this day or that day. So we have one calendar that just shows you, hey, these are all the webinars going on right now. In case you have some downtime, you know, you want to jump in and learn something new about a product, I think it's great that we have that resource there. Again, for the recruiters who maybe have a team of people and say, hey, I need to make sure all my agents get trained up on the carriers that we've contracted with, they can jump in there, find out when maybe, you know, an Aetna final expense webinar is, and then make sure their team is all registered and set up for that webinar as well. So it really helps, you know, the training side with that. Also have Medicare Advantage resources, you know, like an AHIP discount link, you know, so that obviously is an easy place for you just to jump into the portal, not only see which carriers that we have, but, you know, kind of start that Medicare Advantage certification process. So you'll see the AHIP discount link as well as, you know, a link to each carrier certification portal. So whether it be Aetna, UHC, Humana, you know, WellCare, who have you, you know, you have one webpage where you can not only find out how to get to their portal, but how to get to their certification portal, which sometimes is a different website than their actual agent website. And then, of course, some contact information for each carrier as well in case you run into some issues getting onto the portal there. Let's see, what else do they have on there? So they also have the quote and enroll tool. I can't believe I almost forgot about this. So Sunfire, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Sunfire, the Your Medicare quote and enrollment tool. It's huge in the Medicare Advantage space. You know, this allows you as an agent to put in the client's medications, put in their preferred, you know, pharmacy, put in their preferred doctor, and run a quote to see exactly what Medicare Advantage or PDP is best for them. And unlike CSG, not only can you do the quote, but then you can also complete the full enrollment right through that one system. So you don't have to keep running to each carrier's portal, remembering 15 different passwords just to get in there. Once you're certified and ready to sell, you can go into Sunfire and knock out that enrollment there in any state that you need it to as well. So it allows for, you know, electronic signature processes. So.
That's okay. I just wanted to interject here. I'm sensing a pattern with the whole one-stop shop thing, because it's like, this is a one-stop shop for all of these things. And now that your FMO is a one-stop shop for all these, like it really is and I know I've said it before, but I'll probably say it again before we're done. Just from a convenience standpoint, I feel like so many of the different tools that are there really do bring all of these things where, you know, it used to be like these sort of disparate things that you would have to, as an agent, spend a lot of your time doing, bringing all these different resources together yourself. Well, you know, if you're, you know, working in partnership with AmeriLife Marketing Group, then that part of it has already been done for you in large part.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, that's one of the benefits of us adding these different, you know, product lines as well. You know, this year we heavily got into the annuity and the ACA side of the business also. So I know they're growing those resources on the YourFMO side as well. So right now you'll see that they have a ton of information on the Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement, and life insurance side. But it seems like it's only growing with additional resources now on the annuity and ACA as well. So yes, to your point, if there's one website that I want to make sure that everyone is familiar with, it would be that yourfmo.com site, because that's really going to help you sink your teeth into understanding, hey, this is what AmeriLife can kind of bring to the table. These are all the different avenues you can kind of, you know, utilize us on as well here. And of course, like I said, you know, you're completely independent in your choices. So it's not like you can't work with us unless you want to have, you know, you have to have access to all these things if you work with us. You know, we're okay with you only taking one or two carriers with us. We're okay with you only taking your Medicare here and having life somewhere else. Or, of course, you know, bringing the whole gamut over as well if that works best for you there.
Yeah, a lot of freedom and flexibility as far as that goes. And then also, you know, talk about, because like, you know, writing contracts and quoting and, you know, all of that is obviously necessary and wonderful, a wonderful part of the business. Kind of before that, though, you got to get the people in front of you, whether it's virtually, whether it is, you know, in person, whatever. And so leads are obviously super, super important as well. It's kind of a step one here. Right. So talk about, you know, different programs as far as getting leads to the agents and, you know, how all of that kind of works.
Right, exactly. And to your point, you know, I think that's the number one question we get asked, you know, once we do have the agent on board is, hey, okay, so we got the contract through, I'm ready to sell, I understand the product, so what now? How do I get in front of the clients? You know, what free leads do you have available? And, you know, us at AmeriLife, we try to do a ton to help our independent agents, you know, stay in front of these clients. And what we found is there's not really like a kind of a one-size-fits-all lead program that works for every independent agent out there. It seems like, you know, like I said, everyone has different business models and how they want to, you know, work in the Medicare space. And each one is completely fine, in my opinion. But, you know, especially since 2020, we've been seeing a lot of call center agents who, you know, are comfortable selling over the phone. They like being at their desk or in their house, you know, working multiple states at one time. And then we also, of course, in the past have worked with a ton of agents who are the traditional, maybe more face-to-face type agent who, you know, like to either go door knocking or maybe do a seminar or an event where they're in front of a large group of people, or maybe even work a retail event, you know, where they're at a Walmart or something to that effect. So, you know, I've seen successful agents in all different categories, so I can't say that one is truly better than the other. I think it really depends on how the agent wants to engage with their clients there. You know, so I, you know, what you'll see that we have here is we have LeadStar, and they offer a lot of live transfer leads. Those are perfect for those agents who are, you know, used to that call center environment, have the multiple licenses, and are comfortable sitting at their desk, you know, for maybe 5 to 6 hours a day. Where, of course, with a face-to-face agent, you know, you're running from appointment to appointment. You're not going to be sitting there on the computer there and could possibly miss some of those live transfer opportunities that are coming through. So for those agents, you know, you'll see that we've partnered with Medicare Express. And I think they do a fantastic job. In fact, I think we have our highest closing ratio with Medicare Express out of all of our lead vendors that we have. And what they do is they, you know, they first they send out surveys to clients and ask them to fill out surveys if they're interested, you know, just to learn some more additional information. Once they do have clients who are calling in and speaking to their members or their appointment setters, I should say, on their side, they're, you know, looking into when works best for the agent's calendar, when they can actually set this face-to-face appointment up, and finding a generalized location for the agent and client to meet. And then from there, they send everything over to the agent. So the agent has a preset appointment. They have the scope of appointment done already. And now all they have to do is show up and sell. I think just because they're face-to-face and all of the, you know, preset things have been done, I think that's why we're seeing the highest closing ratio with them. And one of our newer vendors that we just started working with would be Leading Response. And, you know, I say new, but they've been working with the career side, I think, since maybe like the last 30, 40 years or so, but new to the independent brokerage side with us. And what they do is seminars. So they're doing a lot of the food seminars with agents where they're bringing clients in to do like an educational event during the Medicare season. And what has me really interested with them is they're getting around like, I think you're saying like 40 to 60 people on the low end per event. So, you know, when you're in front of that many people and you know you're a qualified agent who has sold before, you know, and these clients do have a need there, a lot of times you can, you know, easily pick up a good 10, 15 sales right then and even more down the road, you know, as you continue to stay engaged with those clients. So, you know, I think all three of those are great lead programs there. But even outside of that, like I said, you know, we work with Humana, their Walmart program, or MarketPoint on their Walmart program. We work with Kroger, we work with CVS, Walgreens, all these national retailers as well. You know, those are usually better for the newer agents, you know, who are still have the time to sit, you know, maybe at a Walmart and don't really have their full sales pitch down yet. This gives them a place where they can still, you know, have high engagement, talk to clients, you know, kind of kick the ball around a little bit. And as they get more successful, then they can start, you know, jumping into maybe Leading Response and buying, you know, seminars or, you know, live transfers if they want to go and work maybe more remotely from home.
Yeah, that's a great idea to kind of like, you know, get people out there and just kind of hone in that message, you know, of, you know, here's my pitch, here's my my spiel, for lack of a better term. And, you know, if it's not, obviously, if it's not perfect, and nobody's is going to be perfect, probably, you know, ever, but it'll get better as time goes along. So the more reps you're able to get in, you know, especially there in the beginning, it really does help quite a bit.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I think adding all those, and, you know, I'm not even one to say that you should only do one, and, you know, that you can't be a hybrid agent who takes some live transfer some days where, you know, you're working at home some days, and then other days, maybe you're more in the field and working at a Walmart or, you know, working some face-to-face leads as well. I think the beauty, you know, of having different lead programs is that you can kind of have multiple lines in the water, you know, per se, so that you're not pigeonholing yourself into just one system there. And I think on the back end, of course, you know, to continue to monitor those as well. You know, I think one thing I learned from our call centers is that you have to be looking at your rate of return on these as you are working these programs and kind of making your own decision on, okay, well, I perform better in live transfer leads than I do, you know, doing these face-to-face. I should start leaning more into these than the other side. So, you know, just monitoring, you know, your own business as well there, of course.
I wanted to ask before we kind of close out things, talk about, you know, you've been, you know, with AmeriLife Marketing Group, I believe you said 10 years, right? Or thereabouts.
Exactly. Yes.
Over that time, obviously you have a success story that you have shared about yourself, right? About how you have grown and really thrived and continue to do so. But talk about any agent success stories that you might want to share, if any come to mind, especially regarding any of the different resources and things that we've talked about, maybe how agents have been able to utilize those specifically and really, you know, seen their business benefit as a result.
Right. And to be honest with you, Matt, you know, their success stories are usually my success stories as well. You know, when they do well is when I do well. So, you know, for the longest time, just as I was saying, I was focused more on the final expense world. And, you know, it's a tough market on that side. You know, the renewals are very low, if not, you know, none at all. So year over year, you have to continue to, you know, have those agents back out in the field and writing more policies. So after doing that for a while and just, you know, kind of going through that grind, you know, and kind of seeing the light on the other side, watching the Medicare Advantage program just continue to grow and grow and grow, it eventually just made sense, not only to me, but to the brokers that I was working with as well, to kind of, you know, check out Medicare Advantage, you know, maybe get into that side as well, dip our feet into that and see if there's some opportunity. And, you know, lo and behold, there's one agent in South Florida I'm thinking of in particular. You know, he had a huge life insurance, a huge final expense book, and for years just didn't want to go through learning the Medicare Advantage side and, you know, didn't really see the value on that side of the business. But once he finally did make that jump there, you know, he already had the book of business with his final expense appliance or with his, you know, life insurance book, and was easily able to kind of convert that into a Medicare Advantage book of business now. And, you know, this is great to see, because when we first started working out, he was, you know, an independent agent on his own and was just saying, hey, you know, if you can give me the resources I need, I know I can grow this thing way bigger than I am right now. And just being able to provide him with the tools that I went over with you, you know, those higher levels, you know, going over some of the webinars and the training that we have, the technologies, and seeing him start there and then becoming a recruiter and having 5 to 10 agents under him, and then going into the Medicare side and now blowing up into this group that, you know, I believe they have over 500 members under, you know, the same one individual now. He's writing ACA. He has multiple different, you know, lines of business open outside of insurance as well. So it's just great to be able to go to his holiday parties every year and just kind of see how big and how, you know, diversified the group's become. And it all kind of started with this belief that, you know, me and Haddon had together, that if we just kind of plug in with all the resources we have and really just work it hard, that it's possible. And, you know, just getting down there every year and getting to see how that continues to grow has been a huge, you know, wind in my sails when I'm talking to the next agent and trying to convince them, hey, you know, we can do this. Now, you know, having those wins and having people who I can call and say, hey, you know, tell me about your process. Tell me about your struggle. It's night and day for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it just goes to show you too, you know, you can have the skills, you can have the knowledge, the wherewithal to be able to grow your business. But, it, you know, if you don't have the proper tools and support that you need to go with that, it's not necessarily going to come together for you. And, you know, I think that what we have been able to talk about here and all the things that you have shared so far has really just brought that into focus, I think, for people, because AmeriLife and AMG can offer people those resources that they need to take their careers not only to the next level, but the level beyond that, a level beyond that. You know, I mean, it really can. And that example you shared just goes to show you that is exactly 100% the case.
No, 100%. Exactly. You know, like I said, I've been here 10 years, but, you know, you talk to some of the guys here who have 15, 20, 25 years in service here with us. And it's just great to hear some of the stories of some of the groups that we've worked with kind of grow to that point where, you know, they leave and then come back as an acquisition, or, you know, they end up being one of our competitors just because they're able to grow to that size there. And, you know, honestly, on our side, it doesn't hurt us in any way to have more organizations out here, you know. So I think it's definitely great to kind of watch these groups grow. And just going back to kind of what I was looking to do when I was getting out of high school, finding a place where I can truly watch businesses become more successful kind of aligns exactly with what I was looking to do. So I really feel like, you know, I didn't know I wanted to be a marketing director growing up, but I think I'm one of the few people who can say that they were looking to become an insurance marketer, you know, but they're growing up there.
Yeah. It's usually like, you know, astronaut, NBA player, NFL star, or, you know, like something like that. But yeah, an insurance marketer, not usually high on the list for kids like dreams. But I mean, hey, you have broken that mold here and really about that. Well, and then, you know, I'm just about time for us to really wrap things up here. But in our last couple of minutes, I just wanted to ask you, given that success and given that, you know, all of these tools are available, everything that we've talked about and more, I'm sure. Just share, if you will, maybe some final thoughts, maybe some advice for people who might be new agents, just kind of starting out with the AmeriLife family to, you know, really help them utilize all of these different things that we've been talking about and, you know, be successful in their careers.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. Honestly, my brother just got licensed last year. So, you know, I actually was just kind of going through this with him. And I'd say, even if you're not going to, you know, if you don't work with AmeriLife or we're not the marketing group that you are working with, some great advice that any agent could take, you know, advantage of would be, A, of course, to just be very familiar with the resources that are available to you. A lot of times, you know, whether it be us here, you know, as I went through all of these with you, as you can see, it's a ton of information and it's really hard to kind of capture all of this into one conversation. So us as marketers, we try to continuously stay in contact with you and keep, you know, dropping more of these things in front of you. But, you know, of course, as the independent agent, as the, you know, agency owner there, you'll want to make sure that you are reaching out to, you know, the marketing companies, the insurance carriers, you know, anyone who is tied to your business at all to, you know, utilize their resources as well to help you grow as quick as possible. And then on the back end, I'd also say, you know, just to try to stay as, you know, data orientated as possible as well. you know, being able to review your numbers, being able to see how your lead programs are doing, how much you're spending on leads, you know, how much you're making in commissions, having all that data available, even your client data as well, you know, who said no to you, you know, how many clients are still on your books currently that you need a return to, whether it be for like a term life insurance policy that's running out or a Medicare Advantage client who, you know, you need to check in year out, year over year on. Having that data available is going to definitely, you know, help set you apart, you know, night and day over the over your competition, or even just allow you to kind of go back on those clients and maybe touch with another product and cross sell with maybe like a dental vision hearing or a hospital indemnity. And to just not forget about supplementary products like that as well. You know, when you're looking into the cost of leads, you're seeing that lead cost is going up year over year, and it's going to continue to grow up, unfortunately, there. So as those leads are growing in cost, you have to find a way to, you know, make the most money out of each opportunity that you have. And the best way to do that is if you buy a Medicare lead, don't forget you can also sell that client an annuity, you know, an ancillary health product, a final expense product. And that'll really help you save money, you know, on those leads that you're purchasing. So I guess in a nutshell, those would be a couple of things I'd say that anyone could utilize out there. And yeah, so again, Matt, I do appreciate everything here, and I appreciate being able to jump on and share some of my knowledge with you guys.
Yeah, no worries. It's been fantastic. And just as an aside to what you just said, I was talking with a couple of agents recently, and one of the things that they said that stood out to me was, if you can track it, you can change it. And so I think that really does, you know, play into what you were just talking about. We're like, if you have that data available and you can track all of those different aspects of the business, you can say, okay, well, this is working, this is not working. Let me make some adjustments here, and I can put more efforts and resources into what is actually working versus what's not. I think that, you know, that is just going to be so useful to people who are already in the business and might not be utilizing all of these tools, and those new people who are just getting started in the business and working with AmeriLife. Well, Devin Williams is Senior Marketing Director at AMG. Thank you so much, Devin, for your time, your insights. It's really been fun. I look forward to talking to you again some other time.
Exactly. No, it's my pleasure, man. And just as you said, you know, hopefully this won't be the first and last year, so we should keep these going.
Absolutely right. Devin, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.